Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. This is Catherine Crescent with Beyond Words Live. This show is designed to be a platform for survivors to tell their story in their own words. Without further ado, let's see who our guest is today.
Well, our guest is supposed to be Kayla Frawley, and my guess is that she's having a birthing event at the same time. I haven't heard from her right now, but hopefully we'll hear from her soon. Kayla comes forth talking about what brought her into the passion for activism for women's rights and what she has done within that time frame, and what her hopes are for the future. We have been doing a series on women's rights activists, largely because they're very important. Also because on January 24th, there's going to be a rally at the Texas State Capitol, and people are coming in from all parts. Maryland and California, and not just Texas, but a lot of people are coming from a lot of different areas. This all spurred on a few years ago when Wendy Davis did her filibuster, and it became a huge women's rights type issue. And everybody was really concerned about making these changes. In the past interviews and in the upcoming interviews, we're going to see more details. Heather gave a lot of details last Friday about, you know, her being right there in the chambers when she was doing that filibuster, and what it meant to get outside and see what all was occurring, what was building up, the momentum that was building up, because, you know, we need to have rights heard. In particular, all about the reproductive rights. And the reproductive rights include, you know, the abortion clinics, and that's what spurred the filibuster in the first place, was the laws eliminating abortion clinics, or attempting to, and it was hard for the abortion clinics to all comply to the stringent requirements. And the flip side of it is that, you know, they were just trying to make these a safe environment. But they kind of skipped a few areas and didn't allow a lot of choices. And taking these clinics out of the rural communities that they represented really limits the rights for women to have their choice. And other laws that are coming into place where a father has to give a signature before an abortion is taking place. You know, and except in the terms of a legitimate rape. Well, you know, how are you going to determine a legitimate rape in them? You know, is a legitimate rape being convicted? It really is not well defined in the way it's written in the law. Because the last thing we want to do is make a woman feel a victim twice over. You know, they have a choice to have the child or not, but it's like, if they have to go to the abuser to get a signature, that's hugely intimidating and re-victimizing. Hopefully, Kayla will join us soon. Kayla is involved with birthing. She's a doula and helps with the birthing of babies. And that she is a huge proponent of activism. And I can't wait to have her on the show. I was so excited to have her scheduled for today. She still hasn't responded, so I imagine she's helping with a birth. In the meantime, I just wanted to mention that I do have a book called Domestic Violence Voices, and the subtitle of it is Choices, ironically. And I thought maybe I would share a little bit about the book. The first chapter is, of course, called Choices. And being more of a social justice-minded soul, I'm often disgusted when I hear someone talk about the homelessness, for example, and say something to the effect of, they deserve that. Or if they hadn't used so many risks in their lives, it wouldn't have put them in the situation they are now. Or they got there because of the choices they made. Really? Perhaps it is true in some circumstances, but there are so many factors that are involved. Loss of job, mental illness, loss of home, dislocated by Mother Nature events, fire, flood, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc. Lack of opportunity for education in their family. Unable to drive, go get an education, leave the home, learn everyday acts of balancing a checkbook, etc. due to being in a domestic violence situation with a controlling abuser who used those things to maintain control over the victim. Any of you reading this book ever encounter one or more of those situations and know of someone that has been involved in those situations? These days, it's more common than not where these are more common circumstances, largely due perhaps to the overall status of the economy over the last decade or two. To judge anyone upon their circumstances is a fallible way of thinking. One is more supreme than another human being. True, some folks may have had it easier in their lives than others, but that doesn't necessarily make the person supreme over another, smarter than another, or better than another. After all, I have known some very rich folks that are really just pure jerks, and I have met the poorest of folks who would give you the last shirt they owned, if they owned one. Perception is everything. Perception gives us opportunity. The way we perceive ourselves, rich or poor, gives us the confidence that we need to keep having the ability to pay it forward in mind, body, and soul. And the book has several chapters, and it's available on Amazon, so if you want to grab it. It's a small book, but it's well packed with some resources and quotes and information, and it's a good resource, quick resource for folks and talking about the choices we have in domestic violence situations. And sometimes we really don't have a choice. You know, our choice is or it may seem like we don't have a choice. You know, we're, you know, control in that controlled environment. We don't see that we have choices. But when we see the light and are able to make those choices, a lot of times we do get out of that situation and we become survivors. And eventually we become thrivers as soon as we kind of get our bearings and really understand, you know, what it means to be a survivor. We're working on a lot of speakers right now for the event, and we're also going to have an open mic. So if you come down to the rally and you want to talk, we're going to have about 60 minutes of open mic, and you will have that opportunity to speak as long as it's within that 60 minutes time frame, because then we're going to go inside and have a sing-along and other types of things. So it's going to be very interesting, very powerful to be there. The reason why we're having the rally is Wendy Davis management may feel like that they have lost because of the women vote. It's not because of that. It's just because it didn't really get out to all sectors of Texas. There are some sectors of Texas that were like, we didn't even know who she was. They just didn't get the information out there. It's unfortunate that, more importantly, too, we have to stand and be united as a front to stand for these rights that to be heard, especially when it becomes important to our body and the reproductive rights. There's just so many different laws that are coming into play. It's crazy to see the amount of laws that are out there and coming up. And that's the reason why we have the rally. We want our voices heard. We want to make people understand that, you know, we are women, hear us roar, basically type of thing. We have rights. We want to express them. And we want to be united and come as a united front. The best way to do that is to have a rally to reach all people and to stand as one. I still don't see Kayla coming on. I know that she's probably having a birth right now that she's having to tend to, and that's all right. We'll reschedule her. I wish I could have her on right now. I really am looking forward to talking to her and letting her express everything that she represents. I give her a minute or two more. If you're listening and you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. The guest call-in number is 877-665-1554. If you would like to call in and talk about these issues, sorry, I think I have a cold, some allergies going on. Just checking other places for messages from her. Don't see anything. I think I will go ahead and close for today and reschedule Kayla so important that you hear her voice. She wants to be at the rally but can't. She has a class scheduled on that day that she can't get out of. But I really want her to be able to express her voice as such. I think we will call it a day. I appreciate you tuning in to listening and hope you will tune in again tomorrow. We have another guest, quite a bit of a lineup coming up. Upcoming, we have Nissa tomorrow, who I had to reschedule because she had bronchitis. So I'm real excited that she's healed now. She's over her bronchitis now, and she's ready to do her show tomorrow. And Marsha Jones, she's from Dallas area, very active in her area. Mia will be on Saturday. And then Melissa, who had also been sick, and we had to reschedule, is coming on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we have Laramie Corbett, very interesting activist. And then Penny Dodd, who also got sick, is also rescheduled for Wednesday. So hopefully we will be able to get all these voices heard before the rally. And if not, we will continue having these women's rights activists come on the show. I'm also going to be interspersing with other survivor stories afterwards, after the 24th. And then we're also going to have some guests in the future about surviving lymphedema, which is a chronic disease that isn't curable, so to speak, but they're making strides and making it more curable these days. And there's a lot of stories that surround that too. So I'm hoping to get more of those speakers in too, because the National Lymphedema Day is right around March 6th this year. As in the past. So it's a international day of recognition for those with lymphedema. So I'll be doing a lot of guests surrounding that around that time. And just a lot of other guests that I'm lining up. If you are a survivor, a women's rights activist, a person with lymphedema, please contact me and let me know that you would like to speak. Probably the best way to do so is to go to my Domestic Violence Voices Facebook page or my Lymphedema in the News Facebook page. You can message me on both of them. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a message button. And let me know that you're interested, and we'll go from there to coordinate the time and the date. Most of the times that I'm having for these shows are at 10 a.m. to be consistent. But occasionally I will change that to and alter that to accommodate the guests. I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, talking with y'all tomorrow, and sharing with you Nissa's voice, and we will get Kayla rescheduled. So I will talk with her and see when that best date would be for her, and I will get that up on the board as soon as possible. I thank you for joining us. And I hope you have a great day, and always remember to share your voice. Have a good day.
And speaking of survivors, please join us, especially on Facebook.